Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 12, verses 35 through 37. So Jesus has just gotten through saying that a tree will be known by its fruit, that a good tree is going to bring forth good fruit. A bad tree is going to bring forth bad fruit or no fruit. And in the same manner, he talks about our tongue. In verse 35, it says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you, this is a word of caution. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Now, I don't know about you, but I find these verses sobering. You know, one of the challenges that I've always had from a kid growing up is that I have plenty of words. And my words are either bringing life or they're bringing death. There really is no neutral. They're either positive. You might ask yourself, are your words positive, neutral, or negative? But there really is no neutral. They're either building people up, encouraging them and bringing life to those who listen, or they're tearing people down. They're discouraging people. You know, we live in a negative world, in a world full of challenges and all. And you and I, we are the hope of the world because Jesus lives inside of us. And I'll tell you something, I'm challenged here. I'm talking to myself. Just last night, you know, I had to apologize to Chelsea because I realized that, and this is sad, that even over the course of several days, that there was something that was bothering me in my heart, and it was causing my words to come out about this topic. Something that I was holding a bit as silly, but a bit of a grudge about that I wasn't letting go. And I had to realize it last night and apologize to Chelsea and confess that, hey, will you please forgive me? You know what? I've let this taint my words. I've let this taint my heart. And you know what the reality is I wasn't able to hide it. I had to deal with the heart. I had to deal with the issue and confess and repent. And so, you know, I think the challenge for us today is, are the words out of our mouth building people up? In other words, are they encouraging or discouraging to others? Are they positive or in your mind, maybe neutral or negative? And then secondly, what do the words coming out of your mouth say about the condition of our heart? Again, I told you about the condition of my heart yesterday. It needed to be fixed. I needed to repent. I needed to change my heart. And the third is, challenge yourself to go a week, just a week, without speaking anything negative. Every time you're tempted to speak negative about people, things, stuff, stop and say, is it bringing life to even to yourself? Even to yourself. And the reality is, not only does it not bring negative thoughts, words, emotions, and what we say, we can control a lot by what we say. You know, because our if we change our words, we have to change our heart. Again, it's a reflection. It's like a gauge, if you will, of what is happening inside. So let's pray. Father, I just pray that you would help me to bring life to my family. Help me to build people up, even when maybe I'm stressed, even when things aren't going right, even when I'm running low on sleep. Father, help me to build people up. Help me to find opportunities to speak words of life. Father God, I pray that you would do it not just for me, but do it for everyone who's listening, that you would do it in their life, do it in their home. We pray this in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes on my podcast. It's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. And now let's go out there and make it a super, ultra, awesome, fantastic day. God bless.